while Pittman was, there's no question about it, he was a cat. I mean, if it hadn't been for him, I don't think I would have been a musician today. We lived next door to him. You know, he had a little cafe, a little general store, I guess you would call it, and he had a piano in there. And every afternoon around 2 or 3 o'clock, he'd start to practice. When I was 3 years old, and I don't know why I love music. I can't explain that. But anytime he would start to practicing and playing that boogie-woogie, I love that boogie-woogie sound, I would stop playing as a child. I don't care how many, with my buddies or whoever was out there in the yard, we playing together. I would leave them and go inside and sit by him and listen to him play. And then from time to time, I would start hitting the keys with my whole fist. And finally, he would say to me, "Look, kid, you know, you don't hit the keys with your fists like this. You like music so much." And he knew I must have liked music because I would stop everything I was doing just to come and hear him, to listen to him. So he started to teach me how to play little melodies with one finger. And, of course, I realized today that he could have said, "Kid, get away from me. Don't you see I'm practicing?" But he didn't do that. You know, I mean, he took the time. Somehow, he must have known in his heart that this kid loves music so much, I'm going to do whatever I can to try to help him learn how to play.